Hare Krishna. Okay. But, what was it we're going to talk about?
His eternal residence is just like for Krishna's Vrindavan. So does the same principle apply in Vrindavan and Vrindavan eventually when Krishna leaves Vrindavan?
You have to speak a little louder, even I can't hear you with the speak of anyone here in the world, it's noise.
Okay. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he leaves Navadvip, is there another form just like when Krishna leaves Vrindavan? It's Vasudev Krishna actually leaves Vrindavan, but Ajushan Sadhu Krishna stays. So that got me thinking about Lord Jagannath. And
it doesn't say anywhere that the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elsewhere.
Yeah.
And since the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same feelings of separation from Vrindavan and Vrindavasis, and it's that same mood of separation that becomes very, very intense with his associates there, who are all direct counterparts of Brijbasi associates, Sarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, Lalita, Vishaka. So it's a full-fledged Lord Chaitanya. There's not anything else.
So, what is the abode of Lord Jagannath? Where does he reside?
Huh?
Where does Lord Jagannath reside?
Where does Lord Jagannath reside? I don't understand you.
Meaning in the spiritual world.
Lord Jagannath? In Lord Jagannath? I don't know of any source that talks about Lord Jagannath being in the spiritual world. Lord Jagannath is Krishna in Kurukshetra, and feelings of separation again, and that form manifests in Dwarka, which is first manifest in Dwarka. So if there's a eternal form of Krishna as Jagannath, in other words that he's always in that form, then in Goloka, it's in Dwarka. Although we understand that Lord Jagannath is the deity form of Lord Krishna when he manifests a certain form of ecstasy. So is there a planet somewhere in the spiritual world where Lord Chaitanya is showing different ecstatic symptoms like turtle or so on? No. It's not really understood like that, certainly not spoken of like that. And Krishna shows different symptoms of ecstasy other than just the form of Lord Jagannath. That's one. That's just like the turtle form that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests when his limbs come in his body. But there are other forms of ecstasy which are there transient ecstatic symptoms. They come and they go, and which are sort of immortalized in the form of deities.
Is there some examples of that for you?
Huh?
Is there some examples of Krishna in those transient ecstatic symptoms?
They're there in Chinakasya Nakita Vajakamakura Subhava. It's them, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Some ecstatic symptoms that all the books and Krishna's associates manifest.
Yeah. Also, Guru
Maharaj. Huh?
Also, I was hearing recently someone said that Ram and Shingadev are special incarnations over and above the others, like Kurma, Varaha, etc. And it's explained that he mentioned that I think Jiva Goswami mentions it in the Sandarbhas. But they didn't elaborate on why that's the case. Why are they special? Ramana and Shingadev.
Because manifest more potencies than other deities. Lord Nisringadev, in terms of strength, it's there in the nectar of devotion. Lord Nisringadev manifests great strength, and Lord Ramachandra, variety of human-like pastime, lila, rasas, and so he manifests. Incarnations means what potency and to what degree potencies are manifest. That's what establishes specific incarnations, be they Hamsa, Vilas, and so on. So they're special, especially Lord Ramachandra is special, so special in fact that he has a planet above Vaikuntha, whose own abode is actually just below Goloka. He has all characteristics of Lord Narayan, but he has two arms. So, of course, everyone is special in their own right because they're all unique.
So he still possesses the 60 qualities out of 64. But to a greater degree.
And he has a specific. And his form is very attractive. Mm. He has a unique form that is very beautiful, more attractive than the form of Lord Narayan, because it's two-armed, it's human-like, and let's say next to Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, it's the most attractive form of Godhead.
Mm-hmm. And is that maybe why Prabhupada sanctioned deities of Lord Ram and Shingadev in his temples?
The Shingadev, I don't know. Well, Prabhupada didn't sanction Nisringadev worship. He just said that if Nisringadev's worship, he has to be in his own temple. He can't be in the same area as same altar. For Lord Ramachandra, no, not, that's not why. It's because so many people are worshippers of Lord Ram that in order to bring Indians who are attracted to Lord Ram, and they're not necessarily, Krishna is not necessarily their primary, so they have to bring them to Krishna. And Prabhupada installed in Mumbai, that's all Prabhupada, that's the only place Prabhupada installed. It's in Mumbai. And so that was Prabhupada's purpose. Otherwise, Prabhupada didn't even want that we chant the name of Lord Ram in a temple. I mean, even with the deities there. just wanted that we concentrate on chanting Hare Krishna.
Even when the deity's there, go on.
Even when the deity's there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Those are the tendencies are ready to get distracted in Kali Yuga. Prabhupada wanted us not to get distracted from Krishna. Like so many people in India are already so distracted. Hare Krishna. Okay, something else?
Yesterday,
Sannyasa
was very inspiring.
He
was very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
I was wondering, how does one choose a sannyas guru in the absence of one's diksha guru? I suppose if one has a diksha guru, then the natural sannyas guru would be one's spiritual master, but in the absence of...
Same way. Guru Krishna Prasadipa. When one is inspired by...
But the guru disciple relationship is a little different in...
Yeah, it's, well, it depends. But it can be a... Guru disciple relationship is variable in any case, in one sense. Depending on... who's who, but even much more so with sannyas guru, especially when it's with god brothers. But it's an individual thing. Guru disciple relationship is individual thing. Sukshad Haritvina Sumashti Shashti, that's there, but it may have other features based upon interaction and how seniority, age, and so on. But still, Sakshad Hari. And Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadu. Yanna Kandyak. Hát lehet, hogy a virágok hol voltak.
So the regulations which govern the relationship, for example, the sannyas disciple pays obeisances to the sannyas guru, that kind of thing is given.
No, there. Although it's not, the relationship is not as formal as, for instance, with diksha guru. Once again, it depends. It depends on the persons involved.
Last question about Krishna's tilak.
Krishna's what?
Krishna's tilak. Sometimes in our temples, Krishna has like a yellow tilak, Gopichandan maybe. And then sometimes he has red tilak. Sometimes he has a tulsi leaf.
I did all the research, and from what I gathered, although there are variants, but in the majority, Krishna wears tilak like this, like we wear.
With tulsi.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's also clear that he wears different types of tilak. But that's the general. That the references seem to give evidence for. Okay.